Tuesday of this week, the chorus were meeting in the Archbishop's office to say that they do not want to go into patching and patching the equipment. What they want to do is to shut the station down until they can purchase new equipment. And then besides, they have plans to revamp the station, to revamp the program. And then besides, we have been acting, they actually made it right that we have been acting outside the scope of our license, which for me gave me some worries. Because as far as I know, from the day Radio Veritas became Radio Veritas in July 1997, they've been broadcasting the way they have. So when did the Catholic Church realize that we've been acting outside the scope of our license? And then another thing they said was that in 1996, they stepped on toes and the radio station got burned. And they do not want the building burned down. So what we're concluding is that we did step on toes. That is why they are deciding to shut down the radio station. Then they said they're going to give severance benefits. Hopefully by the end of this month, to quote the Archbishop Veritin, he said, if all goes well, by the end of this month, they will be paying severance. Today, the director of the media center told us that there will be a meeting on Friday at 11 o'clock in the morning. We have no idea what the meeting is about, but we're going there to hear what they have to say.
I've just spoken with the Archbishop Ziegler, and he said that there's no truth in any suggestion that perhaps the station was closed down because it has been critical of the government or had gone out of its scope.
The Archbishop, they sent a release to institutions signed by him that was on no letterhead. And that was one of the reasons he gave that the institution had been acting out of its scope and they had come under fire for it. Those are one of the reasons he gave besides wanting to purchase new equipment. But actually, he really cannot say that. They did their releases. They know exactly what they wrote. So that's why I keep saying, I wonder when the church realized that we're acting out of our scope. On Tuesday, when they called us to say they were shutting down the radio station, because as far as I know, that is when it was realized. It has never been mentioned. Nobody talked about it. From time immemorial, we've been broadcasting it. We were broadcasting, being critical of government, being critical of whoever it is. And through all that, we struggled. We tried very hard to strike the balance.
What do you suppose is being suggested when you say that they are going to issue severance pay? What are they trying to do? Does that mean that you...
They're going to pay people off, meaning, yes. What they're saying is that they're shutting the radio station down. They have said it's temporarily. But if you're going to procure new equipment, that is not going to take a day or 2 weeks. So what they're doing now is paying people off, meaning they're severing, they're ending whatever contract they may have had with employees. And then if they ever start again, people will have, those who are still interested to work with the radio station will have to reapply. That is what they are saying.
So it's your belief and the belief of the other Veritas employees that perhaps there is something to this story than what you have been told?
So, honestly, we believe that there is more to the story than is being told. Far, far, far more. That people are not letting on. But what they forget is that all of us are media people and we meet out there, we hear things, we talk. But we believe that there is far, far, far more, to the story. But the truth about it is that the radio station is dead. If they're not looking at the reputation, if they're not looking at the reputation of the Catholic Church, if they're not looking at the Archbishop's dream, if they will sit there and let Michael Franklin Francis' dream go to the dream, just like that, well, it's up to them. If their institution, my only interest is to ensure that my staff are paid off and paid off well. Make sure they get the just benefit. I think that is only fair.